Welcome to the 303 Sports Podcast. I got Kieran on today. We're talking about some Olympics. The Winter Olympics in Vancouver started this weekend. Maybe, you know, some favorite events, some fringe sports. Kieran, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Sven? How's your weekend?
It's good. I hear yours is a three-day weekend.
It's you guys don't have a three-day weekend?
They don't give us three-day weekends at CU, no. I only learned that it was President's Weekend on Friday. And then I was like, I remember when I got that off.
That's how you know that Washington State is a real institution of higher learning.
Well, wouldn't the one that actually goes to school be the higher learning?
That's just all semantics.
Okay, well, you guys are better at us at basketball or something. I don't know. The Winter Olympics, have you been watching?
I watched a little bit. I'm gonna confess, I'm not a fan of the Winter Olympics as much as you are. So I ended up watching the NBA All-Star game tonight instead of whatever garbage was on.
Garbage. Men's mogul skiing. This guy's bombed down, I don't know, it's like 800-foot hill. Takes him about 25 seconds. The best ones do it in like 23. And they're hucking sevens off these jumps and then going right back into the bumps. It like hurts your knees as you're watching. It's great.
No, I do enjoy the skiing events. Or the skiing events that are on slopes. I do not like cross-country skiing.
Or the biathlon.
The freaking biathlon. That's a joke.
I mean, they're good athletes. They have to. They're doing. I don't know if you've ever cross-country skied before. I haven't. But I mean, I've skied and had to like push on a flat spot skate. You know, that's tiring. And then doing that for like 20 minutes, and then you stop, pull out a gun on the back you're carrying, like a backpack. Well,
There's a difference between being a good athlete and being good at something that only a few people do. Because, have you, like, some of these events in the Olympics were, like, created in, like, 1913. And, like, they've been in it ever since. Like, the biathlon, you cross-country ski and then shoot. Like, that, it has nothing to do with anything. It's like if they put juggling in there because, they're great athletes because they're good jugglers. Well, not everybody juggles.
Well, it's like the Nordic combined. It's a two-event sport, I guess, where it's a ski jump, which is, you know, you go off and then you have to, you know, be really still. You know, if you played it on Wii Sports, Wii Fit, you know, you kind of get the idea. And then it's a cross-country ski race. And then you start judging on how far you jumped. Like, and then that'll give you time advantages if you beat a bunch of people. It's kind of goofy. And so watching that today, it was legit. I guess an American got a medal for the first time ever in that event. And it came down to the wire. The announcers were going crazy. Like, unbelievable, the American finally has a medal in the Nordic combined. And we're like, yeah! Did it! Then the French guy came from behind and beat us. But, you know, you feel the national pride when your guy does well in the Nordic combined. You feel like you know the man. Yeah.
I think the appeal of the Olympics is, I guess I'm playing devil's advocate on my own argument. You sit down, you turn the TV on, and you just see people, and I mean they're either strapped to skis or like they're in some sort of snow track, and you don't really know what they're doing. But everyone's really into it if you're with a big group of people. So, but, like, nobody really knows when to cheer, so you're always cheering, and you always pick one person that you don't like who's competing in the event, and you're cheering against him.
Yeah, like the luge. I don't know how you cheer for the luge. And I don't think there's, like, a ton of people there. They're all in, like, bleachers at the bottom of the hill, and they're, like, going nuts. But they're always cheering.
Yeah.
It's like a big party. They're like, when do we cheer? I don't know. I've never done this before. Well, let's just cheer always. Yeah. Yeah.
I think my liking of each sport is directly proportional to the N64 game Nagano Olympics, because the games that I was actually able to play in that game, like speed skating, I love speed skating. I love those. That's my favorite in the Olympics. But then there's ski jumping, and I could never figure out ski jumping, and it infuriated me. Because I was like, honestly, how many buttons do I need to push? I go down a ramp and I jump and I land. And it's an absurd amount of buttons. So it's directly proportional to what sports I could play on Nagano 98 Olympics.
Well, that's nice. Are you a fan of the long track speed skating or the short track? Or
Oh,
both?
short track.
Yeah.
Short track it's like a demolition derby.
Yeah, those did you watch yesterday? Apollo Ohno got a silver medal, but in the race he was, you know, they kind of like they just cruise around in the peloton for, you know, the first 10 laps, and then they just finally start racing. And so they're cruising along, Ohno takes the lead, gets back to second, third, and then three Koreans are 1, 2, 3 somehow coming into the final turn. The last part of the corner, the second and third place Koreans take each other out, slide to the wall, and then the US takes second and third. It. So it was
I
Apollo
love
Ohno was
speed
second,
skirting.
and then the guy that got third was JR or something, and it was like his first event since gouging his leg 6 months ago or something. He
Yeah.
almost lost. He almost bled out because he cut his own leg with his skate. It's kind of messed up. And they actually showed the video where he bled out onto the ice, and he's like grabbing his leg, and everyone's running around. And I guess his parents were there watching. So yeah, he redeemed himself.
No, I love speed skating because you can tell it's like one of the only sports where you can tell that everybody in that event, regardless of if they're from the same country, they all hate each other.
Yeah.
And they always are just clawing at each other, and you know, and they always take each one of those skaters, because there's so many different short track speed skating events that they're in at least two events against the same people.
Yeah.
So you know
Yeah.
there's bad blood going from to the next one, like, oh, Japan took me out last time. And so he's going for them.
Yeah, well, I find funny watching it, they refer to like the World Cup circuit of any of the sports. Oh yeah, he's doing pretty well in the World Cup ski jumping circuit. I'm like, really? All these sports, like the Olympics are just another event in their long calendar of events. You know, like I'm a professional cross country skier. The Olympics are coming up and I'm stoked. Like it never used to be like that. The Olympics were like the one event, but they're, you know, doing moguls. They're like, yeah, he hasn't been doing so well at the World Cup events, but you know, it's the Olympics and he's ready to rock. Thinking, all right, let's go.
That's a good in the spirit of Valentine's Day, that's a good Valentine's Day gift to your significant other. It's like, oh, here, sweetheart, I got us two first row tickets to the Moguls Grand Prix.
Yeah. No, wait, what do you do? Like you, when the Olympics are in your city, you're like, oh, sweet. And then the tickets go on sale. What do you choose to go to? Like, okay, let's go to, oh yeah, Moguls. Up it. You know, I don't remember, what's the mountain called?
You gotta get your biathlon tickets first. Those things go hot.
Yeah. Get your biathlon tickets. They have like stadiums set up at every single event for people just to watch, and they're going nuts. It's like everyone's there just to like mingle and party, and everyone's from different countries. It's gotta be a ton of fun. I wasn't old enough really to appreciate the Olympics being in Salt Lake, which is, you know, 600 or so miles from Denver. I suppose that's just a flat out guess. But, you know, people can get stoked about just random events, and you know, you just kind of eat it up. What are we doing this afternoon? We're going to the luge.
We're
Yeah!
going
You
to
watch
the
this guy
luge.
slide down this
Name
mountain.
one
Hey, there's
athlete in that event, and you don't know. You don't even know what countries are competing.
Yeah, I know. The thing that I thought was cool was the American suit for luge had flames on it. So it's like kind of blue on top, and then the legs and the arms have flames going up. Although we're not that good at lugeing. Like, apparently the Germans are the best lugers because they spend time in the BMW wind tunnel in Munich researching aerodynamics of luge. That's legit.
Jesus.
If you're dedicated to luge that much, you can win. Go ahead.
Yeah, really. I think I was when I was when I was researching the events, I kind of came up with possibly a way to improve the biathlon.
Okay.
Because
Okay.
I thought, I mean, you got cross-country skis and you have people with rifles. And I think the best sports in the Olympics are ones where you can actually pit the athletes against each other. That's why I don't like figure skating. I mean, it's all you can't really beat another athlete if you're not competing against them directly at the same time. But that's my opinion. But you have the biathlon, and I think that whoever's out in front, whoever the leader is, you get to the designated zone where they now shoot at five targets for some strange reason. I think they should get to that zone, and then they get to turn around and they start shooting at the people who are behind them. And so for the next 3 or 4 minutes, it's just like a scene, the opening scene from Saving Private Ryan. It's like they're storming Normandy, like they're in the forest, like trying to get to the safe zone,
Yeah.
as Hans from Finland is just opening fire on them.
Hans. Yeah. Well, I thought it was funny because there was two times that they do the shooting. And the first time it's prone, so they just ski up to these little mats, lay down with their skis still on, and shoot these targets. Then the next time they come around, they skate up or they ski up, and it's standing up shooting. So they have to master both skills of prone shooting and standing up. And then when you miss a target, there's the little penalty lap, like it's like the lap of shame next to the shooting range. Did you
Wait,
know that?
South Korea has to go do another lap because he missed.
And some guys would miss like three, so they're like, "Ah, crap! I have to do three laps of shame." So, you see like these guys doing the lap of shame over on the side. Then you see all these people shooting in this line. It's kind of crazy. And apparently, like, it was a huge deal for this event because it snowed in the middle. Because they do stagger starts, like everyone starts every 30 seconds, and then each person is timed individually. It snowed in the middle and kind of wrecked the course, like made it wet. And so everyone that started like the second half, they all like couldn't win because of the snow. And I guess another French guy won that.
I think the first time that I saw it, a couple of, I think it was 8 years ago, I was watching it and I saw them skiing, and like the whole cross country skiing part is really interesting. I mean, because they've got the that tracking camera that kind of follows them around, and then I saw them stop and they started shooting, and it was the most bizarre thing. And I was waiting for them to like shoot, and then they finish shooting, and then they move on to the skee ball machine. They do a little skee ball, and then they get some tickets, and they go on for the rest of the race.
Yeah. Well, here's my theory on why biathlon is there's not very many good Americans at biathlon because first you have to be a cross-country skier to do it, obviously. And so the cross-country skiing crowd, they're outdoorsy, they live up in the mountains. For some reason it's like people that run, you don't really know why they run, but they just do it because like they say it gives them endorphins or something. Like, okay, whatever. And so they're like the outdoorsy type. They like that. But the people that like guns are kind of the hicks, and the people from the country. So it's hard to find a combination of those two people: the people that are the outdoorsy skier type and like guns.
Yeah.
So
I mean, you don't have a guy decked out in flannel with a hat with ear flaps,
yeah, with
like
a
going
mat
crazy
in
with
front of
cross-country
you.
skis.
Hey, here we go.
Here we go.
Like, I don't know how you, where did they even like think of that? Skiing with a gun.
I have no idea.
Oh,
There's
that's good.
like two sports that I you could there's no reason that you could ever combine them, but they combined them.
They did it. They did it well.
It was like combining sword swallowing and trampolining.
Yeah. I'd like to know when they invented the first like bobsled luge track, those ice tracks. They're like, all right, well, so we got this cool thing. It's like sledding, but you work as a team and you go as fast as you can. But we have this like chute thing. Like, who is the first guy to go down the first bobsled run? All right, ready, set, go. And then you're just like, just going 90 miles an hour in this little sled with all these people screaming at you, these corners. Somebody died on the track earlier in practice, which that video I saw it is brutal.
Yeah.
Hops out, and then you like hear his head ping against the. Ugh. It's bad news.
I think along that bobsled idea, when was who was the crazy bastard who was like, "Hey, I don't need to be inside this safe tube with four other guys. I just need to slide on my ass the entire way alone."
The other guy that said, "I don't like just pushing with my hands to go. I'm gonna run head first, So he has it. I don't think skeleton's been on yet, but they run as fast as they can, dive on their sled, and just go.
And
Wow.
they're going on the same track that's dangerous for the four guys in the bobsled.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, usually luge wipeouts are kind of crazy because they like come on, kind of come off their sled, and then they're just sliding at the same speed, basically, on this track and like banging against the walls. Like, that has to hurt. You know, I've fallen on ice playing hockey a couple times. That's not fun. But I'm not going 80 miles an hour. And one time the announcer, he says, as the guy came down, like he didn't have as good of a run as everyone else. And he says, only 86 miles an hour there at the finish. Jesus.
Oh,
Because
God.
everyone else had been going 88 or 90. He said, only
Jesus.
86 miles an hour there at the finish.
Like that athlete's not going to be allowed to eat that night.
Yeah, really. Oh,
They
he
put
yeah.
86. I think one of my favorite things is the size and design of the helmets for each event.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you have the speed skating helmets, which are those huge, like, banana-shaped monstrosities that sit on the very top of their heads.
Yeah,
And then
exactly.
like the bobsled helmets, which are like motorcycle helmets, but three times as big.
Yeah, and then the luge helmets are like, Exopacs on. Like, I don't know if you saw them. It's basically just a face shield, and they kind of slot it into their helmet. The helmets that they wear for that are kind of the ones that you see the little kids wearing in when they're skiing. You know, like when they first came out with helmets before they were cool. Yeah, those kind of ones. I found it interesting, like the uniforms that they wear. Like, so most of them are specially designed for their event. So, you know, if you're speed skating, you're gonna wear kind of a skin tight suit. You know, same with any other luge type sport. You know, snowboarding and skiing, like the freestyle type stuff, they wear just warm, baggy type clothes. Ski racing, they wear the jumpsuit again. But the figure skaters wear like button-up shirts tucked in. Like, that's not an athletic apparel. Like, it's like hard stuff. They're doing, you know, basically switch 1080s on ice and landing on one foot, and they're wearing, you know, something that you'd wear to a dinner party.
I never understood how you could. I mean, I'm fascinated. I don't like figure skating, but I'm fascinated by it because you have this guy, and he just tosses this tiny little girl, and she's spinning and flipping, and then it lands on one little tiny blade and keeps going. I'm surprised that, like, what he. If they put microphones on him, he throws her, and she's just like, "Oh, good God!" before she hits the ground. She's spinning. She has no idea where she is.
Yeah, it's sketchy.
I'm gonna drop a little bit of knowledge on you. I have actually been to a figure skating event.
Really? How'd you do
Yes,
that?
back in the day, my dad took me, and because and he's in because he was in love with Katarina Witt and Christy Yamaguchi. And I got to see Brian Boitano and Scott Hamilton, which really was the heyday of figure skating in the United States.
Was that late 90s? Early
Yeah, that was
thousands?
late
Early
90s.
thousands.
Ooh,
Yeah.
no, not this decade yet.
Oh
Or
yeah.
this past decade, I would
Yeah.
say.
Okay. It's legit. So the Nagano days. The Olympics
Yeah.
just started getting cool.
I still to this day have no idea how he got those tickets.
Yeah, where do you go? Like, what's the website to buy figure skating tickets?
Yeah, and I don't know what prompted him to do that. The only thing that I can come up with is he must have won it in some sort of strange contest.
Yeah, like you just stumbled upon those accidentally. You would never purposely acquire such a thing. Like, you could.
Yeah, really.
Oh, I would say I like the summer games better, just from the standpoint of it's, well, like, first of all, in the summer I have a lot more free time, so I can watch all the sports on weekdays. No, the NBC has stuff every single day during the day too. And I was even on I think USA. It was the women's hockey game, U.S. versus China. We won 11-1 or something like that. It was kind of sad, you know, that some of their shots got into the air. Actually, the women's team was pretty good. One of the goals was disgusting. She just deked, pulled the puck through her own legs, made a move, and then put the puck between the goalie's legs. I was like, oh, top 10 right there. Like, you could get into even women's hockey. You're like, yeah!
I
Screw you,
just I
China.
remember this morning I turned the TV on and turned on the Winter Olympics and it was yeah it was I saw that it was women's hockey and I was like nope no thank you and I turned my TV back off. I watched my
You don't need
recorded
a boy.
version of the dunk contest from last night.
That was atrocious. I
It was did you listen to the announcers?
kind of.
They were just
I have two TVs in the main
Making
room,
fun
so.
of the dunkers the entire time. They're like Kenny Anderson was saying he was like just give me my shoes. Like I do those dunks in the rec center by my house.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there was a couple times where or the, their dunks were pretty much just like dunks, like dunk dunks. They
Yeah.
could do that stuff in games. They just bounce the ball off something and then dunk it, like with one hand. Sometimes they'll like, cock it back and then dunk it. You're like, huh.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I thought it had progressed really far with Dwight Howard and that. But the other day, I was at a friend's house and we were watching the 2000 dunk contest, if it was on demand, and that was crazy. It was T-Mac and Vince Carter just throwing
Yeah.
down.
Yeah, I think on the whole subject of the All-Star weekend, I watched the All-Star game tonight and I love the All-Star game. Because it's just ridiculous amounts of scoring and there's no defense and they can really do what they want. And this one was particularly exciting. It went down to the wire. My boy Carmelo missed the game winner, but I'll forgive him for that. But I
Great play
think
call by George Karl. Just we'll just get you the ball. You can dribble around and yeah, shoot
they threw him in the there was 5 seconds left. They threw the ball in to Carmelo and he just held it and kind of like sat there for like 2 seconds. I'm
Yeah,
like,
he
do you
did
understand how much time you have left?
a couple jab steps. He's like,
Yeah.
jab step, jab step. No, he's not gonna fall for it. All I would say is don't go to overtime. Don't go to overtime.
But I think one way to improve the All-Star game, I have a couple ways. First, I was thinking the players on the losing team get docked 10% of their salary that year. So you
Percent
know that
salary.
they're gonna want to win, because they don't want to get docked money. That led me to other suggestions like, oh, maybe the winners would each get a bonus, or do what baseball did, where the winning league gets home court advantage in the finals. And I thought maybe we could take it back a couple of millennia, and the losing team gets executed. Because you know that players are gonna be putting down all they have. It's gonna be 65-65 because the defense is so locked down. Because they're like, if Kobe makes these free throws, they're gonna take us out back and shoot us.
Yeah, well, they're gonna have to bring in a couple more refs too, because the players will murder the refs after all the bad calls that they're making. Like, hey man, my life's on the line. You can't call that crap. I
At the
gotta feed
same
my
time,
kids.
that could backfire, and if you knew that the losing team would be executed, you would then, because the fans are voting for the teams, you'd then end up with teams full of players that nobody likes.
Yeah, Gilbert and Kobe.
Which I still think that I'd be voting every single time for Dirk Nowitzki. So he'd still be
Racist.
there.
Can you be racist against a German?
Whatever. Ugh. I just don't like him.
Yeah, well,
I still I.
it didn't work for the
I think I have
Aztecs.
a it, well, that's true, but I mean, you can give it another shot. I think anything's worth trying twice.
Yeah, sacrificing populations.
That would really diminish the skill level in the league.
Just a little bit.
If you get a great player. He's a rookie and he goes to the All-Star game and his team ends up losing. Well, like, whoops, now he's dead.
All right, Winter Olympics. They're legit. I'm gonna watch 2 straight weeks. I'm kind of losing some audio here. Doesn't sound good. I'm echoing. So, I'm gonna wrap it up here. Kieran, thanks for coming on. It's 3x3 Sports Podcast. Check me out on Twitter, Spencer A. Thomas. Later, guys.